Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
Today our podcast comes from the Bramall Music Building here at the University of Birmingham, following a fascinating seminar surrounding the music of the Maori tribe, the Taunui tribe. And we're here today with Dr. Elliot Bates, who's a lecturer in ethnomusicology and popular music studies, and Te Ariti, who's one of the singers tonight. Hello both. So why don't we just start by asking a bit about what the songs were about that you were singing today. Te Ariti?
A number of the songs or can be broken up into different genres, really, and they each reflect different stages of our musical history. The more older type songs are laments that date back to the 17th and the 18th centuries. Then we also covered off some more religious themed songs, with the introduction of Christianity into pre-colonial New Zealand. And then we also touched on some more modern songs as we incorporated different instruments such as pianos and guitars.
And you were here for a repatriation, aren't you?
Our delegation is made up of senior staff. So there's a strategic Māori co-leader for the National Museum of New Zealand, Papa Tongarewa, as well as two elders from what's referred to as the Tainui tribal groups, who are actually a federation of tribes in the central region of the North Island of New Zealand. Other than that, we do represent different tribes of the Māori culture in New Zealand.
Fantastic. Elliot, you do a lot of studying with ethnomusicology. Can you tell us a bit about repatriation?
Repatriation, in general, is a sort of legacy of just the anthropological and ethnomusicological encounters, medical encounters that people have had that often didn't initially go with a full, sort of understanding on the part of all parties about what, in fact, was happening. So a lot of objects or recordings or, in this case, remains actually, remains of ancestors actually get taken from an original land. But there's a lot of politics about, as soon as we talk about repatriation, we're talking about the sort of interrelation between, maybe tribal politics, national politics, regional politics, and transnational, because suddenly we have sort of reciprocal agreements maybe that get developed between the UK and between New Zealand, but maybe in other places, for example, repatriation, there's a certain roadblocks that might exist. It's a fairly new process that's happening. And from my understanding, the Maori have been very much at the forefront of this, and other indigenous groups, indigenous peoples around the world have had the opportunity to learn from seeing the effectiveness of the Maori experience of this.
We have been quite active in terms of repatriation. The National Museum at Te Papa, we've been carrying out the repatriation in its present form with the Karanga Ōtera repatriation program since 2003. In 2003, that's when we actually officially mandated by the government and also received the support from the collective tribes of New Zealand to carry out this work, which focuses on scoping research and identifying international collections, both private and public, our ancestors that had been taken out of the country. But the work of repatriation has been going on with the Māori community as far back as the 70s and the 60s, informally as well. And so there has been lots of work that's occurred before our program has actually picked this up.
What was the sort of process whereby you decided that music would become part of the way in which repatriation maybe the ritual of repatriation, if you will. I guess whether the discussions that transpired before this, is this a sort of similar model that you use for repatriation when you go elsewhere to do this as well?
In our culture, music is such as a really central part for any of our cultural traditions. If we have a look at what's referred to as our rituals of encounter, when we encounter visitors or when we're hosting people or when we go into new regions, there are particular protocols that we carry out. At the beginning, there are three significant interactions that occur. There are prayers, which can be both religious, Christian, secular, as well as ancient, old. We had a range of gods as opposed to just one god. And so there are prayers that occur then in our culture. And then another part of it is our oral traditions, which is speeches, and the oral traditions where we acknowledge our ancestors, we acknowledge our ancestral mountains, and how we kind of like develop and communicate our sense of identity geographically to our tribes and also to our ancestral canoes. And what always happens at the end of a speech, of a formal Māori speech, is it's accompanied by a song. And the variety of songs, the range of songs can vary from old chants, old laments, to quite melodic songs, and even on occasion war dances like the haka or the Māori war dance, as quite commonly known as.
Have there also been efforts to do repatriation of sound archives and some of the early recordings that ethnomusicologists made, about 100 years ago? For example, some of the things that are held in the Berlin archive, and I was just curious if there was work going about that.
I'm not too familiar with this area of repatriation, but I'm sure that if there were situations like that, we would be quite interested, not to actually repatriate them, but to also find out to scope and see what actually exists, because like any other culture, aspects of our music, of our musical heritage, that are disconnected from our contemporary culture, we are very interested in kind of like reconnecting and reconciling our pasts in those ways.
Brilliant. Well, that's a fantastic note to wrap up on. So thank you to Dr. Elliot Bates and Tierki. And here's another song to play us out.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists.